Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Tim Walz can't hunt, but he can trap kids. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz's recent pheasant shooting media ploy revealed that Walz really doesn't know much about hunting animals at all. But his policies as governor of Minnesota reveal he is very adept at trapping humans, especially kids, in a deadly snare.
I think you're referring to that picture of him trying to load his gun when he's supposed to be out on a hunting expedition. And it was very apparent he didn't know how to load his gun.
He clearly doesn't know how to hunt.
Right.
He doesn't know how to load his gun. It was a media ploy that backfired on him.
Absolutely.
But though he doesn't know how to hunt, he clearly knows how to trap kids. In April of 2023, Walz signed new laws that he claims turned his state into a, quote, transgender refuge, close quote. But like any gamekeeper, Walz has made it almost impossible for human prey to escape his so-called sanctuary by banning Christian counseling for gender confusion. So we will be filing suit against Governor Tim Walz in the state of Minnesota to set the captives free. And in this particular case, it is outrageous what he has done. He's turned his state into a sanctuary state for illegal people who cross the border, illegal immigrants, aliens, for abortion, and for so-called trans. And it is literally throwing a fist into the face of parents and a rebellion against federal law. The Uniform Child Custody Jurisdiction and Enforcement Act, the UCCJEA, requires that all states honor and obey the custody, juvenile, and family court orders from other states. Makes sense. That means if a parent kidnaps a child to another state in violation of a court-ordered custody agreement, the receiving state must, by law, return the parent and the child to the original state. Likewise, if a child runs away from home and travels to another state, that state must return the child to the governing state and to his or her parents. Otherwise, what happens is you could just simply cross the state line. If you have a custody visitation dispute or you have a child, and it would be very problematic if you live close to the state line, you just cross the state line and you escape the jurisdiction of your state. Well, in order to address that issue, which was happening on a systemic basis within domestic cases, federal law, the Uniform Child Custody Jurisdiction and Enforcement Act, was passed so that one state has to recognize another sister state's orders regarding custody and visitation, and also with regards to parental rights and jurisdiction over a parent, a child, and the guardian. What he did was, he said, no, Minnesota is going to be a transgender sanctuary. And so consequently, if a parent or guardian takes a child to Minnesota because the other parent that has custody and or visitation objects to puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, or they don't want their child to be mutilated by this LGBTQ surgery, if a parent or guardian takes that kid, or even somebody else, doesn't have to be a parent or guardian, a stranger takes them to that state, or the kid goes to that state on his or her own, and then the parents find out that their kid is in Minnesota, and they try to enforce their out-of-state custody and visitation order, Minnesota will say, get out of here. We're not going to follow the law. We're going to violate federal law. This is a sanctuary for trans kids, and we're not going to send the kid back. We're not going to punish them. We're not going to honor the out-of-state court order. That's a direct violation of federal law.
And he's also banned counseling, as I recall, for residents in the state. So if children are struggling with same-sex attractions, confusion, he has banned them from getting help from Christian counselors.
Exactly. So he is trapping the kids. So he is making this a so-called sanctuary to attract them. And then when they get there, if they want to have counseling or they change their mind, because some of these oftentimes change their mind, they realize, you know, this lie isn't helping me to get any better.
That's not the answer, yeah.
And they try to find counselors to give them counsel. Well, he's banned change counsel, Christian counseling, that would help them overcome these unwanted same-sex attractions, behaviors, or gender confusion.
Mm-hmm.
So he's made it into a trans sanctuary, and he's banned Christian counseling. So he has blatantly announced that Minnesota will no longer abide by federal law if the parent or child flees to Minnesota for chemical or surgical procedures. Waltz's law that he signed encourages parental kidnapping and runaways to join his sterile and genderless sanctuary. And once the child is inside and trapped, Waltz has now thrown away the key because he has banned counseling for them.
It's so sad. I mean, obviously he has some issues, and now he's trying to share those with the entire state, namely the children, who will pay the price for this.
Yeah, so his LGBTQ laws also require Minnesota health insurance plans, including taxpayer-funded Medicaid plans, to pay for so-called gender-affirming care. I'm putting that in quotes. As a result of this law, the people of Minnesota now have to foot the bill for expensive designer plastic surgery procedures like mastectomies, vaginectomies, phalloplasties, and other implants to make girls appear like boys.
Mm.
And as gross and as disgusting as it sounds, vaginoplasty, breast creation, vocal cord surgeries, laser hair removal, and much more to make boys look and sound like girls. You know, the fact is, you can do all kinds of things with surgery and drugs to make your external appearance look one way, but that's not going to change who you are. Your DNA
right.
is your DNA. You're born either male or female, and there's not 100 different options.
And it's never the answer to what's going on inside.
Right.
That's why you need a good Christian counselor to deal with these issues and help get to the root cause.
And I think that's the real issue here. You know, when you go beyond all the gross, grotesque situations,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can actually you know, have a different view of people that are going through this. But, you know, when you really find out some of the issues that some of these people are dealing with, some of these people are dealing with abuse.
Right.
They're dealing with abandonment. They're dealing with sexual exploitation. Some of these are going through a confused state of life. You know, when you're growing up, a lot of times you get confused as to who are you, how do you fit in.
Right, and you get on social media at a young age, and it just continues this propaganda.
Yeah, so you have these different issues in your life. You've got
right.
Insecurities, you got anxiety, you got stressors, you're trying to figure out who you are. And then somebody presents to you a lie. Well, you know, all of that can be solved with this magic wand.
Mm-hmm.
Take some of these drugs, and then we'll go through some surgery, and we'll fix everything because you were born in the wrong body. You can explore who you are, and you may not be male, may not be female, maybe a combination of both, maybe neither. Who knows what you are? There's 100 different options for you. Just find out who you are and you'll be happy with it and everything will be okay.
But don't forget too, Matt, that this industry is a $1 billion industry. So these so-called medical doctors are making a killing, pardon the pun, off of this.
It's those people that are in the pharmaceutical and the medical profession and the counseling profession that's pushing some of these kids into this. Those are the ones that I'm angry at because
Absolutely.
They are deceiving these kids. They're the ones that are a problem. It's the kids that are involved. You know, you have to have compassion for them because
mm-hmm.
you don't know what their background is. And many of them have ultimately gone down this road, like Chloe Cole, thinking, and her mother thinking, that this was the way to solve her issues. She
right.
was also on the autism spectrum. None of that was addressed. They overlooked all the underlying issues. They instead went to this LGBTQ magic formula. And you know what? That's not the formula. And what it does is it causes more complications because you mutilate your body, you harm your body, you have lifelong consequences. And guess what? The underlying problem continues to fester,
mm-hmm.
gets worse. And then when you realize what you just did made your life worse, then you go back to the people that you thought you could trust. And they shun you.
They've abandoned you.
And then you get in states like Minnesota, and then you try to find somebody who can help you. And you know what? the laws say you can't.
I mean, that's what happened to Chloe. She's having issues with leaking and whatnot after the surgery. She went back to them for help, and they're like, sorry, don't have time.
This is an evil that needs to be stopped, and that's why Liberty Counsel were coming after Tim Walz. We're also filing in several other states to overturn these laws that ban change counsel. We want to set the captives free. We want to be able to bring life-saving Christian counseling to all those who desire it, need it, to literally break the chains that are around them with this LGBTQ agenda on them. So continue to pray for Liberty Counsel and our team. For more information, go to lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.